When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
We're going to regionals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so extra horny. God, I feel so randy. So that women good. Tell all. Just watching so many women scream was just so stressful. It was so stressful. And yet, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, so random. Things are so good. I'm crazy busy. I'm just crazy busy. I've just had a lot going on. I've got a lot of meetings. I can't talk about it. I'm just crazy busy. I'm crazy. Hello. Oh, my God. Welcome to the Women Tell All edition of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, and I'm coming to you from the wallpaper and cat palace that is my house in Los Angeles, California. I am so excited. I feel kind of bad because we have like a really exciting all-star lineup for you, and it just they've been on the books for a while, and it just so happens, in my opinion, I don't mean to be a downer, but like I wish we had a real episode to dig into. So we're just going to dig into the season as a whole because these people are too good to waste just on Women Tell All.
Agreed.
To my right is a man that you probably best know as Brazen Morehouse from the television show Insatiable. I would say most people know, like, oh, and I think when I think Lance Bass, I think Brazen Morehouse.
And I think it's Brazen Morehead.
I'm so sorry. Brazen Morehouse was my first husband.
I totally forgot that name until you just like.
It was my first husband, Brazen Morehouse. Brazen Morehead. That's right. That's why it was very triggering for me when you were on.
Oh, yeah.
So triggered. But, this is my friend. We love each other very much. You might know him from NSYNC. You might know him from Bubble Tap. If you have an event coming up and you want a really cute, tiny retro trailer with like champagne and fun things. But I'm most disappointed and excited because he was going to be my future partner on The Amazing Race and the freaking coronavirus.
Damn you, coronavirus.
Damn you, cock blocking my summertime fun.
But it's fine. It's fine because people are going to be really missing the show.
Yes.
And we're going to be the first ones back on.
Dude.
So it's going to be the best season ever.
Lance Bass, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we were going to be Team Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle.
I told you when you arrived that I've been running around. I've been running, and I have not learned Spanish, but I did get a book on capitals, countries, and flags.
Okay, you cover that. I'll cover a few of the, like, necessities in different languages.
Great.
I'll be good at that.
Great.
But you do the state capitals.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I was almost about to say one that's probably wrong. Chattanooga?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Is that the capital?
It might be.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, great. Okay.
See you again. That's
okay,
I'm
so the manager just came in and said no. May I sexually harass you?
Yeah, for sure.
He is so hot. Can I just say, like, when I'm like, wow, look at this guy on Instagram. And you think, he's so hot. He's like, not only is he hot, he's also talented and smart. I'm going to say the trifecta of a full package and super fun, great painter.
Oh, thank you.
sounds like urchin, that's Michael Turchin.
Yes.
He's also married to Lance Bass, which is the greatest couple of all time.
And he eats all your string cheese.
He eats all my string cheese, I love it. I love it. I love it. Across from me is my new best friend. She's so beautiful. She got married in my home state this summer. Yeah. She had me on her podcast recently that I like to think of, and you guys should all listen. It's also on iHeartRadio. It is the Harvard of Bachelor podcast. I realize we're like the junior high scrappy. We're like the kids that got like kicked out of regular school because we're misbehaving. Ashley Iaconetti, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's called Almost Famous, yes. And she hosts it with Ben Higgins, and it's so fun. And Ben was so sweet.
When we had you on, we were like, what are we doing promoting another Bachelor
Believe
podcast?
Believe me, we are not a threat. As you can see, this is a different jam.
No, it's definitely, it's great because if you want the facts, you come to
That's
us.
Right.
And if you want the humor, go to you.
We get a lot of reviews who say that they go to you guys first, and then they come to us for the gutter rat.
Yeah.
You were so, now, Lance and Ashley were both on our draft picks, the live show. So fun.
I did not do so well.
No, me neither.
We also have Katie and Anna are here. And Katie pulled out. She had the forms. Will you please read to the listeners who your draft picks were?
This is really embarrassing because I'm usually good at this.
Great.
And this is definitely the worst year yet.
Okay.
So my second runner-up was Alexa. Yeah. Who was that? Exactly.
I have no idea.
Alexa.
Then I had my runner-up.
Oh, she was the cutie pie. Cutie pie.
Yeah. The good hair.
Gray hair. Yes. A cutie pie.
She lasted 2 days. Runner-up was Courtney.
That's Courtney.
You know, as we all love, no one loved Courtney.
No one. And then my final rose went to Victoria P.
Who could have been a contender.
But then she was a little kooky.
She went cray. She went cray. She had 1 week where she was like, it was hers to lose.
She just went crazy.
And it turns out she's crazy.
Here I am with the facts. Alexa is now actually dating one of the girls from Peter's season.
Which is right?
Jasmine,
I love it. They're so cute.
You know what? I got that vibe from I totally There's, got
but
that vibe.
Alexa. Anna,
yes,
there
for
was
sure.
a text this morning from Lori. Didn't somebody say?
Apparently, BuzzFeed messaged Jasmine, and Jasmine said they're just friends.
Oh, really?
So, that's so disappointing.
We may be starting something out of nothing, even though they were like kind of cuddly in that picture, like kind of holding hands.
Also,
but
they literally Instagrammed and said we did find love on.
Oh,
Bachelor.
Really?
But
oh, maybe that's like friend love.
I mean, it would be so great if they did. I wish they were dating. I hope they're dating.
Maybe Jasmine's parents don't know yet, and that's why she's
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Jasmine seems very religious. Yeah. She does. Instagram.
She
was
really.
That's right. You remember that. Didn't she say in her, when we first.
Her bio is like, on her Instagram is like, living to meet my maker. So I'm assuming maybe she just
her lady love maker.
Yeah. Yes.
Her lady love maker.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Ashley, who were your picks?
Oh my God, it's embarrassing. My final rose went to Lexi.
I remember that. I remember you were all in on Lexi.
I thought she was really cute.
She was cute, and we'd never had a ginger winner.
Yeah. I thought, like, I felt like wholesomeness coming from her picture, and I thought that that would go well with Peter. My runner up was Kelsey, which, you know, not too far
no.
off. And then my runner up to third place was Sydney.
Okay.
And Sydney was weird because like I really felt like their date was great and then he just eliminated her the next week.
Yes.
No explanation.
Yes, he had the head wound and they like dry humped in the
people are convinced that they had sex in that lake.
Okay, that's great.
I don't know why people are rumoring
this. Do you know how
this.
Hard it is to have sex in a lake? Just you don't want to explain the physics behind this?
You're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. It is. And it feels like.
Just going to just slip it in.
I know. It seems very sexy in movies, but it just doesn't happen.
No.
I feel like back in the day, I dated a dirty dog that wanted to try to get at it like in Jamaica. And it was just not happening.
Yeah.
No.
Not happening.
A lot of friction. Nothing going to happen.
Yeah. It's a lot of friction.
A lot of friction.
Yeah. It's a lot of friction.
No ladies want that.
No. Okay, let's, before we get going on Women Tell All, huge announcement. Claire Crawley, Bachelorette, you guys.
Claire.
I'm excited for this. I really am.
Now, we have a bunch of people out there who are new to the Bachelor franchise. And so I didn't start until Caitlin's season. Claire was on with you, wasn't she?
Claire was on Juan Pablo's season, which is the Bachelor season before mine.
Okay.
And then she was on Bachelor in Paradise 1 without me, and then Bachelor in Paradise 2 with me, where she, my husband asked her on a date, and they kissed.
No!
And I hated her on the show. But then,
I remember.
But then we did Winter Games together, and I loved her then.
You did. You loved her in Winter Games.
I love her.
See, now you know what it feels like to be a gay guy, because we basically kissed every single person in this community.
Yeah.
Very small. Little small.
I remember our friend Lori, who is our like our bachelor historian, when she married her wife Carrie, one of the things I used to do on Mad TV was sort of like red carpet stuff. And they were like, would you come like do funny stuff at our reception? So I was like, sure. And like every person, I was like, and how do you know the bride? They're like, I lived with her until she started dating Lori. I was like, oh, like everyone, you live with everyone. Like, isn't there one person that's safe here that I can? Right. I was like, no,
no
they've
no,
dated everyone at the wedding. Still friends. Yeah. Slight resentment underneath, but like still friends. Sorry, Lori. I love you. It wasn't you. It was like, wow, that's a lot of past dating. I have a question. So Claire, for those of you who don't know, she was – last we saw her after Bachelor Winter Games,
she was engaged
for one day to a French-Canadian man named Benoit. So here's what's fun about it is – and I believe we were talking about this at the live show – is she's 38, so we finally have an adult again because I felt like they were getting younger and younger.
Too young.
What's going to be crazy, though, is in Paradise where the ladies from this season and the guys from her season, it's going to be – the grossest silver fox. The silver fox is like prowling around Sayulita looking for like young
for sure.
co-eds.
Little
to,
guppies.
Like, little guppies.
Yeah, scooping up those guppies.
It's going to be. What can we expect from Claire as a bachelorette, do you think?
Oh, she's going to be so emotional and crazy. I use the word lovingly crazy.
Wasn't there like, she's a fun... She's like, there's a little, like, and I can say, Ashley can't say this, and she's not agreeing with me. There's like a fun batshit quality to
Claire.
Like, she's she's super batshit.
Do you know if she wants to start a family? Like, she want kids?
I think so.
Because that's going to be a huge topic.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, all right, we're doing this. We're doing it right now.
We're doing it now. Yeah. Wasn't she a professional like Disney princess?
No, that was Tenley.
That was Tenley. And was Claire edited to be talking to raccoons and stuff? That was amazing.
I mean, it was the best.
It's
so crazy because so many fans watch that and think that she's actually talking
to raccoons. It was incredible.
They made her look so cray-cray.
That was a great... That season of editors with the crabs
so
and the raccoons.
Scallop fingers.
Scallop fingers. Yeah. That's right.
Ruined some ladies' lives.
The scallop fingers.
I know.
Editing's the worst.
Oh my God. Well, I remember talking to like one of the somehow I got one of the producers on the phone and somebody wanted me to talk to them and they were like, yeah, like on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you really have to protect the lead. You have to make them Prince Charming or like the ultimate dream Cinderella dream girl.
They haven't really protected Peter.
No, they haven't. No,
he hasn't protected himself.
There's so much he could do.
Let's talk about that. Oh. How have you felt overall about Peter as a bachelor?
One of the worst ones.
Like the worst.
He's probably one of the nicest humans that I've ever been
sure.
the lead.
He certainly seems nice.
Might hurt him.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's not into anyone. I feel like he didn't find anyone, and him and the producers have just gotten together and say, okay, how can we mess with these ladies?
It does feel like, though, that since Elon left, I felt like he was such a good producer, and I feel like these producers are kind of mean to their lead, and bringing back Hannah that early on and allowing her to glitter wrap her titties around him and like I think that messed him up in a way that knocked him off the balance beam in a way that it was hard for him to like recalibrate. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, it was too early. It was like, let the guy go, okay, I didn't win. I'm going to – it's a fresh start. I know this works. And then she's like, oops, I might fell into your lap.
God.
And, like, and he loved her.
Thank God, though, that didn't work out.
Dude.
I cannot stand. I mean, you know what? I really did not like her when she first started. I did not. And then, you know, I did grow to like her more when she came out of her shell.
Me too.
It was less like, ugh.
I loved her
the season before.
When she moved the podium was great.
Exactly. When she like, you know, became fun, like slutty Hannah. I liked her.
Me too.
But then it's now you're just like surpassed that again. And now you're just like thirsty, hot mess Hannah.
Yeah.
She's like the Britney Spears of Bachelorette contestants.
Should we talk about how she denied the role of Bachelorette again?
Again, thank God.
Because she got a better financial opportunity with Dancing with the Stars. She added more tour dates with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
My theory goes beyond that because these days the Bachelor contract is like has social media written into it so that they don't allow you to do any sort of social media ads for a while. And I think she probably thought like, oh, if I gain even like – I'm probably not going to gain that many followers because whoever's – wanted to follow me would probably right. already follow me. And then I'm just not going to be able to do so much for so long.
That I was wondering why. I'm like, because these aren't that many more tour dates that she added.
I know. It's like six.
I was like, wait, why? I was curious
financial
about
long run, I think.
Interesting. She's putting on her mogul
those
hat.
Those tours pay.
Yeah, Lance did
do
the
they?
Tour.
Yeah. I did the Dance
they
with Stars
do,
tour.
They pay. Yeah. My friend
Dancing
Kate Flannery.
Dance with the Stars pays so well.
Does it?
It's ridiculous. And ours was the last tour for a while because they paid way too well.
Oh, my God. We need to get –
It was like Toni Braxton performing and all of us dancing. It was nuts.
When coronavirus goes away and you and I finally go on Amazing Race, we need to figure out how to do an Amazing Race tour afterwards.
Oh, easy. I can plan that.
I can't wait. It's so funny. People are like – because I keep talking about us doing the Amazing Race. Like, it's literally been on my calendar, like kind of blacked out things. And people are like, well, how well do you know Lance? I'm like, I've hung out with him till dawn. That counts. We got along well. I feel like we would get along well.
Yeah. We're going to be like the best. We would razzle be the dazzle. Best. Come on.
Because also, as you put it, neither of us are willing to break an ankle to win.
No. No. Bring an ankle, a nail. No. Not too much sweating.
No.
But.
Exactly. I'm going to get my lashes dyed and curled beforehand. I'm going to have just a backpack full of like foundation.
That's amazing.
And like a little tiny flat iron.
Michael, what are you going to do when he's away that long?
Enjoy life.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to nap. Nap all the time.
So here we are and we are at the Women Tell All. I'm actually surprised that we got I was so happy to get any info that we got the resolution for like what happened with
first 20 minutes was the only reason to watch last night, besides for my appearance.
Oh my God, by the way, when I literally wrote, yes, that's my friend. I wrote yeah, I was like, yes, that's my friend.
Oh, you're so sweet. Pretty.
I feel protective of you now.
Thank you.
No rain shall fall on Ashley I
you're
or
representing
on me.
The crying girls out there.
Oh, I love you. Thanks, I think you're a delight. So we have a So here we are. I didn't think we were going to get the resolution. I was so pissed that it was this. I was like, give me some fucking plot, you know?
Yeah.
But they did. They gave us a little plot. Mm-hmm. So there we are. And he was like, he's looking like he's been put through like a shaker of the producers messing with him. And he's like, he's got his scar, which is gets reinfected every week.
I know.
You think it's getting like puffier?
It's getting a little puffy.
And in the beginning, he didn't seem like we don't see him drinking that much. He doesn't seem like a big booze hound, but like he looks more and more like he's sweating vodka and just fear. And like, there's like a kind of
for
puff.
Sure.
There's like a college booze sweat vibe happening. It just looks terrified, and like there's nothing grounded or psyched about
people, oh my God, this is horrible. People have been talking about his hairline throughout the season, like that it's
oh my
got
God.
Going further
well, it's almost like with presidents. How presidents, like, we see Obama.
Yes.
Obama leaves, like, almost white with his hair. Like, his hair, everybody's grays in the office. So Peter's hair a lot. And they sent them to Australia, I think, during fire
season.
It was right before it really broke out.
I mean, that they're up on that mountaintop. I was like, is that haze? Are they in, like, a bush? Get out of the gold. That's where the fires were. Like, are they crying because they're crying? Or do they have, like, embers?
Yeah.
So he's like, I am in love with three women. And Madison... and so the two ladies that are there. We have Hannah Ann and Victoria F are pissed. And they're like, Madison gave him an ultimatum that she wouldn't be able to move forward. But we see him going, I can't lose you from the week before, like whispering. And then we have Victoria F is, Peter's love is very pure. does it make me, no, it makes me the happiest that you can ever be. No.
That is accurate.
And then we have Hannah Ann is busy applying.
Oh my God!
Lip gloss. It was like Bonnie Bell lip gloss. It was like a little girl's kindergarten.
It reminded me of what I had from Victoria's Secret in middle school.
Yeah,
Juicy tubes.
It was the juicy tubes. It was the juicy tube of like a middle school lip gloss applying. Like I'm in love.
Dab dab dab.
It's true. She got it from the limited tube.
I mean, obviously, you guys, those moments are very much set up. It's like the getting ready moment where like we're totally already, and then they're like, can you add a little bit mascara and a little bit of lip gloss, blah blah blah, but like her lips were so glossy and then she's like dab dab dab.
She's three more of my juicy tube and my three bridal gowns. I'm gonna go for the flapper bridal gown on the left. And then she's like, how I feel for Peter is so strong. She's got her three dresses out. And then we see Chris Harrison under a tree. And he's like, you look like a man who's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he walks up so sad. He's like pouting because he's like, wait, I went to fuck town with you girls and now Madison like did what she said, warned me she was going to do.
She remembered
she had a boundary and she meant it. somebody had a really funny tweet that they sent to us last week that was like, he was like, welcome to fuck week, like little Petey wants to play, you know, and it's like, wait, what? I can't? Okay. So he's like, this is not easy for me at all. I'm in three different relationships. This is so freaking hard for me right now. He's like, things went horribly with Madison. I don't know if she is going to be here for me right now. Maybe I didn't go about this the right way. It's like,
no, maybe.
Yeah, like if you were in love with her and she said, I will leave if you get at it. And he's like, oops, I got at it.
I know, right?
I forgot what you said.
Yeah.
I was just like, last week, Jared and I were like, if he really valued this relationship with her,
yeah,
he wouldn't do it. Because what he did by sleeping with the other two was running the risk of her leaving. Yes. So it was like, oh, I guess I don't really care that hard if you don't leave. But seriously, his reaction when she said, oh, you did do that,
yeah,
I'm going to probably leave.
Yeah.
His reaction was like, oh, shit, really? Like, you were serious about that?
Yeah. Yeah. The more I've thought about it, the more, like, I've mulled on it this week a bit because I'm a psychopath. Because I'm a broken human, like a marionette. And I really thought about it. I was like, I see her point where, like, if he really said, I'm in love with you, which he actually said, I am in love with you. And it's like, okay, if you're her and you clearly are from this very Christian family and, like, that's the – like, she had a point of, like, all right, if you're in love with me and you're going to propose in 8 days, but you – now, I know that's the name of the game. I know that's the show and that's the deal. But, like – just go get two blowjobs. You know what I mean?
You can do everything but.
Do everything but.
Go, just go get at it. Go have a crazy night. Just don't put the thing in the thing.
I agree.
But don't you think she should have said something a lot earlier?
Yes.
That's the thing. 100%.
You're going to wait till you're like the final and then be like, by the way.
Let's talk about that. How did you feel about that?
I don't think that was right.
I think it's a huge thing for her and that's a huge thing for any relationship.
Yeah.
That needs to be discussed like date one.
Well, especially because he's always about the sex, even though he does not come across that way. But
I know,
clearly
he's
like
super horny.
All he talks about, you know, in the beginning was like, it's very important to me, sex, and all that. So like, maybe let him know.
You know what? You're right. I mean, that was the thing. It was like, she does know the show.
Yes.
And she does know her big secret.
It's more like, does she know Peter? Because some guys, it's not going to be as big of a deal, but apparently they're making him a sex machine.
Well, I think after the four times in the windmill, that was their angle.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we're not going to give you Tyler, which is who you all want. We're going to give you Peter.
Yeah.
Because they always pick slightly more neutered guys. Like, they don't pick the real dirty, dirty, fun, like, hot as shit, bone zone. Like, we'll give you the nicer guy so America doesn't panic.
I know, which is a bummer.
I don't think Tyler wanted the role.
No, he was like, I can date Gigi Hadid. Bye, I'll be on Mars. Have fun on Earth. Like, I've left goodbye forever. I'm a Taylor Swift now.
Is Tyler with someone now?
I don't think so.
So Gigi did not work out.
No.
No.
Didn't he also date Demi Lovato?
No, I mean, that was Mike Johnson.
Oh, that was Mike. Yeah.
How did you feel about Madison and when she said it to Peter? Her timing of saying, if you sleep with somebody, I'm out.
Well, I mean, she probably should have said it a couple weeks earlier. I don't really think it changes, like, what he did.
Yeah.
And also, I think she probably should have said, I'm a virgin on top of that. Because that would have brought more weight to the situation.
Yeah,
Peter did tell me after Women Tell All that it would have added a little bit more weight. He doesn't know, like, 100% if it would have changed things.
Yeah, right. I will say that... the producers came out last week and were like, we put them all in the same hotel room because we were trying to force Madison to
said that last week, yeah,
yeah. That we were trying to force Madison to tell him. It's like, or torture. Like, this poor girl is watching them stumble in, like, all disheveled at dawn.
It's the best. Like, Hannah Ann, like, comes in, just,
oh,
like,
my God.
Not even coherent. Like, she is high on sex. And she, like, strolls in with her disheveled hair, like,
I know.
Hey.
I know.
I need a nap.
Seeing disheveled Hannah Ann, too. I was like, wow. Uh-huh. Okay. She's been like so put together the whole time. I was like, oh, she got at it.
And the other girl's just like poking her with a knife the whole time. She's like, what
oh, Victoria, the whole time. So what do you think?
That?
They're probably doing it, right?
Yeah.
They're probably having really hot sex. Don't you think so, Madison?
Okay, let's talk. So then Madison, so then there we are. And Victoria F. is like, I told him I was in love with him. Yeah. She will be fun on Paradise.
Oh, my God.
So much fun.
I had her as the one to get drunk on the first night.
I mean,
I had her as villain, so like borderline.
I think you won.
Borderline.
I think you were right.
I don't know what to call her a true villain.
I mean, no. I think that Tammy was the villain.
Yeah.
Tammy was the house flipper. Tammy. Is that Tammy?
She was my top crazy pick.
Oh, well, you guys had the right instinct.
Oh, yeah, Tammy was nuts.
So Madison, and then he's like, this is all so real. This is still so real. Will Maddie be here? So they show up, and Victoria F. is there, and then Hannah Ann, and then Victoria F. goes, I hope she doesn't come. It's like, yeah, of course you hope she doesn't come, because it's clear that he loves her. So then she shows up in a red dress looking real cute, and they're like, how are you? She's like, not great.
Like she's going to throw up.
Yeah, not great. Like they jammed her into that cute little red dress and they pushed her up to that fiery mountaintop. She was like, well, I was falling in love with him. And then last night happened. And so now I don't really know. And then so Peter gets up there with a weepy, shaky voice. And he was like, I want you all to know.
Sniffling back waterworks with no waterworks coming down.
Yeah. Yes.
I hate when they're like, there's no water.
Exactly.
What are you sniffing?
And by the way, you have like fire in the air to help assist get you waterworks. He's like, I just want you. I'm so grateful for everyone here. I'm so grateful for our relationship. I'm like, it just comes off. It's weird.
Yeah.
So then the first one that he gives the rose to, Hannah Ann. Were you surprised? Were you surprised about the... I thought Madison was going to be first.
No, that was obvious.
No, that was obvious. She's like the sure bet, kind of.
She kinda
very
is, I always thought she was going to be, until they announced Claire, I really thought they were getting her to be the Bachelorette.
Really?
Yeah.
But they never made us connect to her.
No, exactly. No.
It's the whole, she didn't really have a personality.
I thought...
I could read between the lines.
Kelsey was going to be it. I thought they were kind of shining up Kelsey to be
it. I was thinking it was going to be Kelsey last week, for a minute.
I mean, actually, no. I would have loved it because it would have been just batshit.
I feel like they could have shined her up like they shined up Hannah B, where Hannah B couldn't even make a toast or like where if they could have gotten Hannah B together, which they did, I feel like they could have shined up Kelsey. And if she had no other competition, she's like, what? I'm emotional. Like, and I have, but she had a job and she was beautiful. Like, I think... I would have thought she would have been a fun bachelorette. I liked her.
Professional clothier.
What does that mean? Does that mean she's a stylist? She picks clothes.
No, she
for
sells
stores?
Skirts at like a boutique somewhere.
So somebody emailed us because we're making fun of it. Yeah. Somebody emailed us and they said that their husband works at wherever there's some company that they work at, and that's what they're called. And they go to your house, maybe?
It's like a personal
stylist. Like a stylist that you can order up. Like a stylist.
Like an app stylist.
They make like bespoke suits for you. So you can measure.
All right.
I think. That's what I was Googling.
Custom fit suits.
Yes.
Custom fit suits. So then there's a long pause before he picks the next one, and he's like, Madison? And then she does not respond.
I know.
And she's pissed.
Do you guys think it was editing that she stayed there for so long?
Like she paused before walking up.
It was just editing, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good editing.
Yeah,
it was really good editing.
This gave us a lot of time to really stare at her eyelashes.
Her eyelashes!
Okay.
No,
I was, I
guys,
was, I wanted
oh
to say
my
this.
Should I say Please it?
Say it.
It's horrible. She's like a little Tammy Faye Baker Jr.
But the thing
and
is,
needs to fix that.
They're real lashes.
They're real
I know.
They're real lashes.
She shouldn't put them on
the bottom.
Because there's too much.
It's too much.
I like can't wait to see her next week at After the Final Rose with professional hair and makeup. She's going to be so stunning.
She's so cute. Yes.
I know.
But those eyelashes, like literally it. I mean, clearly
I'm gay.
Is that
a southern thing? Because I know a lot of girls that in the South do that, like real kinky.
Clumpy.
Yeah.
Clumpy, just
now,
like spider legs.
I kind of take it that she doesn't know any better because
she
seems so innocent. And she probably didn't wear makeup until she was in her 20s.
I have actually done that on purpose. purpose once in a while
for like a
Twiggy look, yeah. Retro. But it's when I don't do it myself and I request it, and it's like hard for them to like pinch it together, yeah. And add it and pinch the bottoms and add, like, it's a thing.
But the thing is, she also doesn't have any shadow and liner on, yeah, so like it really emphasizes the length of the lash, which sounds crazy because you'd want to have long lashes, but
not like that. 12 on each you know, like 12 bottom lashes.
12 on each eye.
And it's like, ooh, spiders are crawling out.
Crawling out of your eyes.
Okay, 8 lashes. Spider legs.
Spider legs. Okay, so then there's a pause. And he's like, what if that's glass? And she's like, and his scar is so infected.
It's so funny.
And she's like, it's reinfected. So then she's like, yeah. And he's like, are you sure?
Are you sure? So
and then they're like, and then we hear.
Oh, my God.
By the way, which was also edited into that
episode.
I loved it. I loved it.
His heart was not going that fast.
I loved it. I loved it. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll come right back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Guys, we're back. So we were talking about the break. Were you surprised that she showed up, and what would have happened if she left?
Not surprised she showed up. I was expecting her to show up, but what would have been so wacky, guys, is what if he said, will you accept this rose? And she said, no. Would he have been like, well, Victoria, will you accept this rose?
I know.
Or
I thought about
would he
that.
Be like, well, Hannah Ann, I guess you're the one.
I mean, I was thinking about, it reminded me, think about, like, Colton was our last bachelor. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a proper rose ceremony. He's jumping over the fence, running away. Like, Neil Lane has been, like, just waiting in his sarcophagus to come out.
So true.
He's just, like, waiting to be like, hi, I'm Neil Lane.
Neil Lane.
Like,
if you guys ever met Neil Lane?
No, he's amazing.
He's hilarious.
Tell me
he is the most eccentric person you're ever going to meet in your entire life, like bouncing off the walls.
Yes.
Whenever I'm in there, he's like, you guys, I feel so trapped on the show. Like, they want me to be so buttoned up, but I'm not a buttoned up person. I just want to be like, here's your ring.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I want that. We should have Neil Lane be the fifth person in our podcast.
For sure.
And be like the real Neil Lane. Oh my God. We have a rookie, Jerry Traynor, who was on iCarly and Josh and Drake. He's never watched The Bachelor before, but he's our rookie. He's watching Lear, and he's completely obsessed. So we kept talking about, where's Neil Lane? What are we doing? And he actually thought it was a place where they go to propose, and they get down on one
on
knee.
On Neil Lane.
It's called Neil Lane.
Oh.
It's Neil Lane.
That's funny. How come no one's ever put that together?
I never thought of it. Because he kept, and he goes, he didn't know, and he was sort of in the dark, and I think sometimes he gets embarrassed about asking the stuff that he doesn't know, and then he was like, oh, this is a person? He was like, I thought it was like the final episode is you're on Neil Lane.
They walk down Neil Lane.
Wow, that's just too perfect.
It's amazing. Yeah. I was like, and he keeps texting me, I'm such an idiot. I'm like, no, you're freaking genius. You're a savant. It's brilliant.
Savant, for sure.
Okay, so then I love that Victoria F. is pissed. And she was like, you know what? I feel like
I don't wanna
with
hear it.
Madison. Oh, yeah. Okay, no. I just think, like, when the convo, Madison changed his mind. Like, Madison's changed his opinion. Like, I want you to know that everything that is real for me. I swear to God, she's like, I don't want to hear it. She's like, I just feel, like, so stupid. Like, you just put your heart out there. And it's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't know what to say. And it's what it is. I'm just sad. I was hoping to find love. And we're going to be no.
That's
you
spot
know
on.
That she gave him the most exciting fantasy suite
no.
that
oh,
has
for
ever
sure.
happened. I mean, acrobatics, sure. yeah. aerialist stuff. Like yeah. you know that this oh. is the
every trick she's ever seen in a porn. God,
like yeah. there,
like I'm yes. like I'm like ooh, oops, ooh, ooh,
just a naughty yeah. girl.
Ooh, sexy baby. Or am I a bad, bad lady?
Oh, bad lady. Call me mommy.
Exactly. It goes from sexy baby to call me mommy. Like back and forth like all night. He's like,
what do you want?
There's like windmill. Like I'll be the like, human windmill. It's just like happening. Okay. Let's talk for a second about her. I know nothing and I'm not trying to be a shade thrower. I did not believe her last night at the Final Rose. I believe she's broken up a marriage. I just do.
There's too many rumors out there not to believe it. However, I do want some of the people, maybe the girls whose marriages she broke up, to like come forward and like tell us a story. Nobody has told a source other than like Reality Steve finding out. And while I feel like Reality Steve is often right, it's not like a source. Like if you want to get your story out there, don't go there. Come to me.
Come to Ashley. Ashley I is going to come to us. Go to Ashley I. She's going to come to us. Yes. Reach out. Anyway, DM her.
Yeah.
Is there an email for your podcast?
Yeah. It's BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Oh. And then we'll do all like the digging and all the investigative work.
Has anyone
work.
Named any names yet?
Like, I know that Sydney and Lauren Leyendyke both know people who supposedly's marriage broke up because of her, but neither of them are coming on the podcast to talk about it.
I mean, it feels like people banded together to go down there to tell. I mean, he was warned. It's going to be a fun paradise. But yeah, where are the people that it happened to?
Like, is that going to come up again?
Yes.
Because it's too big of something
it's
for it to
thing.
Not come up again in paradise. Like, one of the girls whose marriages she broke up should come down and be like, I guess I have to date someone new now.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's so good.
And then they end up together.
Yeah.
another lesbian couple is born.
Oh, my God, which would be amazing. So then she's like, she's like, she's like, I'm just sad. And it's like, well, at least he wasn't married. I will say, like, she got broken up. So he goes, wow, my family's here. They're waiting to meet you and see you again. And then Hannah Ann looked so like the odd wheel out, like her face of like, what am I doing here? Katie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. When Peter and Madison had that like really intense hug, you just saw Hannah Ann looking like, oh, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not
I
me.
Know.
And that's the only time Hannah Ann cries is when she realizes it's not her.
Yeah.
Watching Hannah Ann cry, I was like, why is she crying? I'm like, oh, because she knows she's odd man.
Well, I think some people say that she was crying because Victoria was leaving and they were tight.
Okay. She did cry when somebody else, she cried at a date when somebody else got cut. I feel like did they go to Argentina? Were they in Buenos Aires?
Somewhere around
they
there.
Were, Chile?
She cried. Chile. I think she cried when somebody got cut there. Maybe Kelly? Did she cry when Kelly got?
No, it may have been so. Kelsey, just because Kelsey and her did get close.
Yeah, may have been Kelsey, but she just looked like, oh fuck, it's really not
for
me.
Sure. That's
when Madison gave the toast, well, here's to seeing if love really can conquer all.
Oh my God, I know. She was so quick. I was like, God, I want your wit.
Exactly, and like that was. Because you fuck both of them, you know what I mean? It was like, I told you, I'm here.
I know,
but he, and now I think he's easily manipulated enough. Like, that's all he was. Like, I'm a bad boy. Make it right. Like,
so is she basically compromised her beliefs now? Because,
or is she doing the Christian value of forgiveness?
Oh, I still think she's going to leave.
No,
I think she's
that's
gonna
a good
leave.
Excuse,
I think she's
though.
But don't you think she's going to leave when Chris Harrison comes up? Because we just learned. I feel like she's like.
She's definitely
leaving. I think she's like.
Yeah.
I think
when
she's
his
like,
mom goes, bring her home.
Bring her home to us.
This is what love stories are.
Peter, bring her home. Bring her home. To us, Peter. Bring her home. It's this.
Oh.
Bring her home. Bring her home to us, Peter. This is what love stories. Okay, ready? Peter, bring her home. Bring her home to us, Peter. I gotta go get dry humped in the back of a Suburban deep in the valley. Bring her home.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, I wish they showed up at my house. As Anna and I were saying that if they showed up at our viewing, it was like me covered in cats and like weighted blankets. Cat hair, wine, and weighted blankets.
And Peter walked in, be like, keep moving. Keep moving.
Oh my God, a person has arrived. So lonely. Come to my home, Peter. Please come. So many cats. I have so many cats. Okay. Mittens will comb your hair, Peter. Okay, so then here we are, guys. Here we are. We're in. Anything else that we want to say before we get to the women tell all?
Yeah, part? Yeah. We wanna think what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So what
yeah,
I think is. So I think my theory is that Madison accepted that rose to have extra time with Peter because she didn't want to make a rash decision that she was going to regret.
Yeah.
But I do think she's gonna get extra time with him. Can't get over the hump, and then she leaves. In which Chris Harrison has to say, "We just found this out."
Yeah.
Madison left, and then his parents are still there, and he's like, "Mom, she left," and then. She says,
Bring her home to me, Peter.
So does he chase after her? Or
so
does
I think he chases after her,
God.
And then they decide if they're like really going to be together
and
after
we'll
the final rose.
That's right.
That's what I think, too.
So it's the equivalent of cult. Yeah. I mean, think about how many weird bachelors we've had. Ari. All these bachelors have been so freaking weird. And then think about poor Hannah B. and like the dog food. We haven't had a successful seeming one in a while.
Yeah. And then we had Hannah, which is also weird.
And then we also had Becca, and it's like, you got engaged to a sweet, nice, maybe racist, like, you know, like,
oops.
A guy who did some questionable likes on Instagram, you know, it's like, oh, they haven't had a nice, simple one in a little while.
Why am I blanking on who was before Ari?
Ari was Nick.
Oh.
Nick.
Oh, my God.
Nick.
I'm just a groomsman in my wedding.
Nick. Nick, who seemed too soon. He'd been through the ringer too many times to be an engaged bat. I enjoyed him so much on Caitlyn's season. I enjoyed him so much on Paradise. But, like, as The Bachelor, there was a part of him that had seemed like he'd seen behind the curtain too many times.
Jared and I still want him to go on like summer games so that he can just be on everything, and now it's just a parody of itself.
He has to.
I have a question. Who do you think he was apologizing to? You think it was Hannah Ann?
Yeah, that's what's weird. It looks like Madison's hair.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was. Yeah. It looked like Madison's hair.
Yeah.
They both kind of look alike, though.
They do.
He's saying sorry.
But I've always, from the beginning, I'm like, these two girls kind of look alike, and they ended up in the final
two. Really
too.
Weird, because when you see them next to each other.
You're like, if you restyle, if you cut Madison's hair.
If you give her a haircut.
Yeah. Or if you gave Hannah Ann those spider lashes.
Yes.
I wonder if, but he might be apologizing like, okay, I'm letting you go. I'm sorry, Hannah Ann. I got to go run after Madison, who's like trying to leave Australia, but it's on lockdown. Like. So here we are. We're in the studio, and we can keep. I mean, we'll keep going back. We're in the studio. I mean, just overall, I felt this season. I didn't feel that connected to a lot of these women. I'm like, usually when we get to Women Tell All, there's like six or seven that I feel pretty connected to.
For sure, and you really like root for, and you like them.
Like, I feel like it even comes down to like the 2-on-1, which was just like sitting on a bench. Like there was no, it was like there was no exciting. It was just like, wait, who are, is McKenna and Tammy fighting? And like, I felt connected to Kelsey. I felt like I knew Victoria, but there weren't that.
I was gonna say Kelsey and Victoria. I did feel like I got to know.
Yeah,
and then I know Madison.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah, I know Madison. Yeah. But the ones that were there in that room, why wasn't Kelly there?
Yeah,
tell us. Tell us.
Chris Harrison told me on my podcast last week, I go, so why wasn't Kelly there? He goes, well, we didn't think that Kelly was, you know, an integral part to the storyline. And as much as I could, I was like, Chris, that's bullshit.
Yes. Because okay. like the last row, nobody'd ever seen before.
I've seen any of them before.
No, that's what I said in my Cosmo article this week. I was like, so-and-so, who I don't remember their names, and I had to actually go back and find their names in the episode.
Yes.
They were integral enough.
Yes.
So it was like a really, really lame excuse. My theory is that she wasn't super liked by production, or they knew that she was going to call out editing because that was the only way to excuse her behavior or what she said on her last three-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, she was like Frankenbitten, as they call it, where they like really chop up words to put together a sentence.
Yeah.
So then like her, if that were to ever come up on Women Tell All, she'd be like, you guys know that was straight up edited, and that would be the only thing that she could really say.
And she's a lawyer too.
Yeah.
Because she's also going to be smart, and she's going to be like, yeah, I didn't say that. Look at it. Go back and watch it. It's strung together.
Yeah, how do you say she's not an integral part of the season? Are you kidding?
She knew Peter before the season
before,
started.
Like, such an integral part.
And he was so, like, razzled by whatever went down in the lobby at that Westlake Vision.
He sure was.
Like, whatever.
They totally did it, right?
I feel like they at least dry. People said that he like elf on a shelf. Like he loves to elf on a shelf. Like he loves to stick a lady on like a table or a bookshelf and like kind of dry. I feel like they at least elf on a shelf
for
at like some kind of like entryway furniture at the Four Seasons Westlake Village. I feel like if they fully did it, he wouldn't be as interested. But like it was enough of a like, ooh,
like
it would
almost
be fun if I really get to like do the full bone zone. But maybe it was like a little fun dry hump.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Natasha wasn't there.
Oh, Natasha wasn't there,
and
because
I liked
she
her.
Could not attend. Oh, I know this through Natasha.
She was great.
She was invited.
Great. Okay, so here we are. Who do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about the pill popping? Do we want to do Champagne Gate? What do we want
to
talk about?
Oh, my God. I need to talk to you guys about this because I think you guys would get this.
Talk to us.
What about when she goes, she was like, I know pill popping. Like, I'm a nurse. And then that girl goes, you're a dermatologist. You just complimented her.
Oh, my God.
I think she was trying to say, like, oh, you're a cosmetic nurse. Like, you work in a med spa.
A med spa.
And then she was, like, belittling dermatologists.
Oh,
and
my God.
But then just called her a doctor.
Just called her a doctor as, like, the diss.
I couldn't believe they kept it in there.
When I heard that sitting in the press room of Women Tell, I was like, well, that's getting cut out because what an idiotic, ignorant comment.
Oh, my God. I loved it. I'm a nurse. You're a dermatologist. Everything that was, like, my favorite interaction of the evening. I also loved Kelsey being like, I never said I was sober. I mean, that was like that. She's like, yeah, I have a couple of, mommy likes a couple of glasses of wine. And it was like, good for her. She's right. She's not trying to come on and be like, I'm a sober. It's just like, I have a couple glasses of wine. She always had like wine teeth, which I loved. Like it was always vaguely purple.
I know. She was always just a little drunk. Just slightly. I feel like even on her dates, it was just a little, you know, but she probably just needed it.
She just needed it.
She was stressed, guys.
She was stressed.
Clearly. That champagne bottle meant a lot to her.
That champagne bottle. I mean, and the fact that it burned her nose. I liked her at the end opening all the champagne bottles for the people in the audience. I thought it was really fun.
She redeemed herself a lot. I thought she became like self-deprecating and acknowledged. Like that's what you got to do when you come across a little cuckoo on TV. Just own it and then...
Yeah, she recovered pretty well.
She recovered good.
I think she will be very popular in Paradise.
Oh, for sure. Too. And a mess.
A mess.
She will cry.
Wait till you
see
your margaritas.
That was my bottle margarita mixer I bought from Iowa.
She says she really doesn't want to do it.
Why?
And I'm like, she's like, I can't handle that environment, like the heat, and I can't handle
the
emotions that will be that. Because I told her, I was like, if you think that was emotional, wait till you go to Paradise and find somebody you like.
Oh my God,
I can't even imagine because it's like, I would not thrive and I couldn't handle it. I mean, I would love to do it, but I could not handle it. Like the Paradise musical chairs of like, okay, Lance and I are together. Like, and then like, okay, but here comes Michael.
You always have to be scared.
Yeah, that's
always
hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Because they're always going to bring in someone that they know you like a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, I was surprised when I fell for Arden. Not only because she's a woman, yeah. but like
Ashley, when you go on Paradise, do you tell them, like, you give a list of the guys that you're interested in?
Yeah, give a list of the guys, and then they're like, oh, well, we know that she likes that guy too, so let's put them in there.
We'll bring him in third week.
Or we know that he likes her, and we know that she's going to lose it over him.
Yeah. Was Winter Games fun?
I mean, it's like a weird time in my life.
Right, right. But as a format, do you think was it similar to Paradise or
no? It was a lot less stressful because people weren't added in. Like, you started out as a huge group,
I see.
And then you eliminated from that group. So like, it was a lot less emotionally taxing.
Right, and it was also a lot of people that we didn't know. It's like, wait, who are, like, you know what I mean? We're like, look, we met Yuki. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay. Like, Yuki. It was like, it wasn't
Bachelor
like we knew the, it wasn't like we knew the history of everybody. Do I need to watch Juan Pablo season and get to know Claire? Or
my god, yes.
But you don't have to do it. You can just watch her tell him off. Like, just watch like the top three.
Oh my god.
Because first, you want to know what he says to her?
No, tell me.
They're in a helicopter. This is like after their overnight date.
Great.
And he goes, I like you, but I love fucking you.
Yes, he says that.
Oh my god. Oh, we might have to watch the season for we might have to
I think it's worth it. You'll get through it quick.
He was the most like dirtbag bachelor.
Should we do it for
sure.
He was terrible.
He was a dirtbag.
Should we plow through it for our listeners? Is it too much? We could do like one episode is like four episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
We could record like four of them and just be like, okay, this is one through four. Yeah.
He contacted us because he went through that homophobic, you know.
I don't know anything about it.
No, I feel like everyone does that. Whenever like someone goes through a homophobic,
get the bad phone to Liz Bass.
Like literally,
I am the bad phone.
He just married Jackson Brittany after that whole debacle.
Oh my god, it's the equivalent. Honestly, it's the equivalent of like, what? Look, I've got a black friend.
Exactly.
Lance is everyone's black friend.
Yeah. So I met him. I met him at a store, like shopping. You know, and we talked it out.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay. Tell me, you know, but we did not become friends after that.
Then we had brunch at Ciccone's.
Yeah. He was just like, he was by far the worst bachelor ever. Like,
okay,
he was,
I'm gonna
like,
watch
but
it.
Also
I'm gonna
really
watch
fun
it.
To watch because it was
For
a total
sure.
train.
Oh, we gotta watch it. We gotta watch. Tell me what we need to know about Claire from that season.
I mean, you just need to see how she tells him off. And like, she's just so strong. Like, she's emotional and she's so strong. Like, she's the perfect combination for like this emotionally strong
it's
movement
true.
We're having right now.
Okay, great. Okay, we're gonna take a break. Oh my god! No, they did not! No, they did not! Oh, yes, they did!
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back. Okay, so yeah, emotional strong movements are great things. Okay, so then we have the Tammy McKenna. When she goes, every time a camera came around, you spread your legs.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
What was that?
Yeah, why would you say that?
I mean, Tammy's eye rolls and stuff throughout.
Well, that was editing, too.
That was editing.
Yeah.
Because they gave her they an eye roll to you.
To
me.
And then, like, I met Tammy backstage. Sure, maybe it was to me. But, right. like, I met her backstage and she was like, Ashley, I please don't hate me. Please don't hate me. And, like, she's very nice to me.
And you were like, okay.
Then she rolled her
eyes. I was like, we can move on from this for sure. But, like, you better not do it again in paradise.
Yeah. Good. I like that.
Yeah.
You looked pretty.
Oh, thanks.
You looked pretty.
It took 4 hours to get there. Like,
did it really?
Literally, my makeup artist took 4 hours. She's a crazy perfectionist.
It looked really good. Can we discuss Victoria F's tan hands? How she put? Did you see her? Because I haven't been a person who has tan handed myself before. Her palms were so orange. Like,
oh, yeah. I didn't notice.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, I noticed it on Madison.
It was when she waved.
During the...
When she waved, when they went down the line, go back and watch it. It was like rust all like, and again, I've been that person where I was like, oh, I didn't.
The barrier cream
didn't work. So there was a lot of champagne gate. I never said I was sober.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, you guys, it's done.
It's like
I tried to recap this recap and I couldn't do it.
It's so boring.
He went out of his way not to talk to McKenna the whole season.
Yes. Oh my God, except for then he gave her a concussion when he elfed on a shelter.
Oh yeah. It's just like, but now she's strong and powerful.
Oh my God,
I found my power and my strength.
I did like when Tammy was like, how long did you rehearse that? I was like, yeah. She was like, no, I want to thank you. You show me the person. I did like her.
How I don't want to be.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was her delivery of that.
But what did I say before about her? I'm like, she is one of those like wooden framed things at Home Goods with a motivational quote. You just hang on the wall. She's the human version of that.
Yes.
She's a Home Goods saying plaque.
Yes. And I love me Home Goods. It's like, it is. It's things are so good. I'm crazy busy. I'm just crazy busy. I've got a lot of things going on. I can't tell you what they are, but I'm taking a lot of meetings. It's really exciting. I'm crazy busy.
Also, I want to say her Instagram is all her just dancing.
Are you serious?
McKenna, she loves to dance.
What was her mouth thing? What was the tongue thing that she did all this season? What was that? Why do people do that? No, what is that? Is
cocaine?
That Adderall? Yeah.
Oh my God. They cut out that part.
Yeah.
They taught, you know, in the bullying segment?
Yes.
Somebody was like, she said, because I make those facial expressions, people were saying that I was on drugs.
It's like, well, yeah, because it seemed like you were on drugs.
Yeah. That's what people on drugs do.
Because you were like, why would you? Because you're grinding your teeth and licking your lips. At least on pills. Like, you know, just like
something. I mean, there's pills that are coke form, right? I mean, Adderall.
Yeah.
Adderall.
No, it's basically meth.
Oh, that's right. It's meth. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Even better. Meth.
You focus.
Yeah, that was meth face.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she did meth, but.
Just kidding.
She might have snorted some,
So then Peter comes out and he talks to Victoria F. And she's like, thank you. I'm sorry I put you through hell. I adore you. I just feel so bad. And he's like, I love you too. And you could see she looked good.
She looked so pretty. She looked really good with your face.
Her face. She's so cute. She was like a slow burn because she was the one that came out the first night and was like, my sense of humor is dry, but that's the only thing that's wet. Oh, God. I'm a piece of shit and everybody knows it. Like, it was like, wait, what? Did she just talk about her puss? Like, what's this?
Yeah, she did.
But then she tried it again. She's like, remember when I said
that my sense of humor was dry,
but remember that? He's like, wait, no. Like, what was it?
That just defines her in one moment.
It was, and then she's like, ugh. I loved also, like, oh my God, I couldn't possibly walk the catwalk. And I was like, boom, 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 tongue kiss.
Oh, that was the best. Yeah.
And then, like, so I couldn't possibly go skydiving. And then, like, in her Instagram account, was like, wow, skydiving's the best. She's a blast. She's so freaking sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Really, for sure.
And she's danger, Will Robinson. There is danger. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be great in paradise.
She's going to be great. She's great in paradise. So cute. I loved the weird moment in Fantasy Suites where she walked in and somebody goes, you look tired. And they're like, you look really skinny. And she's like,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like, what is happening? Okay. So then we have the fake viewing parties and they're driving around with all the flight attendants. Who has was on just like a random night viewing parties
of that size.
Of that size with roses everywhere and people dressed up
as pilots.
Having their babies dressed up as pilots.
I'm going to be honest. I hate viewing parties. Yes. Because you can't hear anything. I hate viewing parties. And then people are just like giving their opinion. And yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'll have to watch the episode again later.
No.
I don't know how you're deforming an opinion.
If someone comes in, you have to pause it.
No.
Like, pause, say your joke.
And like, look, I truly, I look like a beautiful mind psychopath. Like if I ever get hit by a bus and somebody finds these, they're like, she was deeply troubled. She walked in front of that bus. Did you see this? It just says Bone Zone, fake viewing parties. Ashley, I, my friend.
Is that all the voices in my head?
Bone Zone, horny, infected scar.
Oh, so good.
Listen to your heart. It's just like a star.
No,
born.
No.
Mine is all the drug addiction and suicide. Like, listen to your heart. What
guys, I can't do listen to your heart. And I'm going to have to, it's like my job now. I'm going to have to talk about listen to your heart.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
They're trying. No. The song is going to be ruined. The song, like the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga version came on in the car this morning. And I was like, listen to your art has already ruined this song.
Yeah, it's
and
already ruined it.
For them to even think that they're going to like try to find a romance like the movie just angers me.
I mean, they're never going to find it.
I mean, it's what? Via
looks
voice?
Like the cheesiest song show ever.
I can't.
Is they're just going to use that song? That's just going to be like the coordination
only
song
they sing.
Because they only had money for one song.
One song. And that's it.
They really splurged them.
They did. I mean, that's not a cheap song.
No.
I will watch it because I have to. But,
same.
But I'm like, what if you got, like, I look at some of them, I'm like, ooh, she got lucky to be paired with that guy. I wouldn't want to be, like, what if you got paired with the wrong person?
I think you get to pick your own people.
Oh, that's good.
I love that Reality Steve did tweet something really funny. It was like a GIF or a meme yesterday that said, like, no one. Blank. Literally no one blank. Chris Harrison. Everybody's talking about listen to your heart.
Everybody's talking. Oh, God.
No.
Now, I don't want to know who or do you know who Reality Steve is? And I don't want to know who he is.
He's but, not. He just has a face.
Do you know who he is?
Well, he has a face. So I know
what he looks like.
Yeah,
you know what he looks like.
But I've never met him.
Do you know, we know what city he lives in?
Yeah, he lives in Texas. I don't know. I think like Dallas.
Are we sure that's his real picture?
No, because people run into him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a feeling? Do you have an idea of who the mole is?
The mole?
Of, like, the person who tells them all the info of, like...
Oh, I think, like, I always... Well, I think a part of it is alumni.
Okay.
But they won't know what actually happens during the season. I think it's got to be, like, a sound guy or a camera guy.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, like, in all the interview rooms.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't have as big of, like, a personal connection.
That's
to the
good.
Cast.
That's
How
good.
Much do you usually get paid for that, being the mole?
No, I don't think he pays
at all.
I
think it's free. I think it's just the thrill of the mole.
Yeah. I'd love to be the mole.
I can't wait for us.
Remember that show?
We could be the mole on Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the show The Mole?
Yes.
Oh, it was my favorite.
It was so good.
Anderson Cooper. It was great.
So then Peter comes out and they're like, people are saying you rewarded the dramas, crying in the drama. He's like, I made mistakes. I'm not a perfect man. I followed my heart. And I did enjoy the blooper reel with the Charles Manson man walking up behind him at the end.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that. And then they brought out Rachel Lindsay, who looked stunning.
She looked great.
And that, for a lesson on online harassment.
Yeah, it really took a turn.
It took a surprising
turn.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, needed.
Needed.
You know, it was
brutal.
It was very powerful.
Yes.
But man, brutal.
It was brutal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God, she's
also
stunning.
Maybe
she's stunning.
Don't do a bullying thing after. They were all screaming at each other. I was like, at least make it a little more seamless.
Yeah, after a girl says, you spread your legs.
No.
Or, you're a dermatologist.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you
say
what if it was reversed? And like they did the bullying thing, then all the girls would be like,
oh my God, you're absolutely right.
It's going to be the tamest woman tall.
I know, totally. Yeah.
All right. What do you think is going to happen?
I think Ashley was right. I think he's going to get the virgin. She's going to leave him. He is going to chase after her. And I think he ends up with no one.
Me too.
Yeah. You think like on After the Final Rose next week, she's going to say, I'm not into
it. Yeah, I told him and I can't. We gave it a go. We tried.
And I hope she does, actually.
Me too.
He's pissed me off a lot this season
where
he'll be on a date and everything and he seems like great. And then all of a sudden he just turns cold and just like.
He does. And he doesn't know how to comfort these women. Yeah, like they'll run off crying and he just sits there like, oh, or they say something remotely just not positive. And he's like, I have to go outside and talk to myself for 2 hours and just leave you at this cold table.
Yeah, he got way too emotional.
Yes.
It's like everything, every time. Or like, oh, she said she had second thoughts, so I'm going to cancel all of your dates today. Yeah. So I don't meet any of you.
Think about like it's like, starting out with like Hannah showed up. She covered me in glitter, so I can't possibly hear your erotic stories like that you all sat and wrote. Just all of it. I love Natasha's face for so many of these scenes. Yeah. It's like, wait, what is happening? Like, are you shitting me? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're a little baby boy.
He is a baby boy.
Ashley, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that's what's going to happen.
And he's going to end up alone. Now, what do you think about the rumor?
I don't
rumor?
Know if he's going to end up alone.
What about the producer rumor?
But they're
rumor?
Not getting engaged.
What oh, yeah, the producer rumor. Rumor.
You know what? Sometimes I find myself believing the producer rumor more and more.
Me too.
Especially, like, looking
There's
at
photos.
That. Looking at that thing. Well, yeah, the photos don't mean anything because, like, you actually become best friends with your producer.
But they don't have a young, cute producer. It's like, don't hire a hot young nanny.
I know.
Don't hire a hot young
nanny.
They
did it on purpose because they want that to happen.
Well, that would be amazing if that happens after all of this.
Yeah.
It's just, like, unreal. The show Lifetime.
Oh my God, I loved that show.
That
I
so
loved
good.
That show. I loved that show.
But that's why I thought.
Sherry Appleby was so good.
But why I thought he wasn't into anyone. It felt like all these produced moments was kind of like, what can we do to make this show interesting? I don't like any of them. Or maybe I've fallen in love with a producer. Right
I
now.
Think he was so jangled from Hannah B up top that he never recovered. I think he was not in the right headspace to move on.
Is she that good in bed?
I think.
How is he so.
I think he was.
Whipped.
I think he loves crazy. Yeah. And so she was crazy. She was the dream girl. I think when you're all competing, there's a little
for
bit of
one
like
person,
for one like, person, yeah. She's it. Yeah. I think that she was like, because he is pretty buttoned up, nice, kind of dull, sweet guy where his big thing is line dancing. And like, she was kind of wild. You know what I mean?
He likes a little challenge. And that's why I thought Victoria F was going to be the pick.
I think it makes him feel more interesting. Yeah. And she really kind of, I mean, when you saw how horny he was for her, like, I hate that word, by the way, when he said
I don't
say,
like that word
it's either. The grossest word, but when you saw how like he was so all over her in that sauna, like remember them in the sauna, they were glistening, like he was so attracted to her. Mm-hmm. And we didn't see that.
Well, you know what should really happen is that like on After the Final Rose, Madison's like, I'm not with her, and then pause for a couple months, and then Hannah and Peter come out as a couple, and then they both kind of won.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I love this.
Okay.
Katie, Anna, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that Madison is going to leave.
Yeah.
And I think he is going to try to go after her. I've seen theories online that people think that he like goes then for Hannah Ann and tries, and she's like, I'm not going to be like your sloppy second.
Yes. She's going to be popular. She's going to be popular in paradise.
And I kind of wonder that too. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to try for Madison on After the Final Rose, or maybe like, maybe not on it, but like they'll show it kind of like they did with, Ari and Becca, like they'll have a camera go to a house.
They're definitely going to have one of those cameras.
Yep. Yes. And I think, I don't know if they're together or not. I kind of think he's going to be alone.
Me too.
I like the theory of her, of him and Hannah B getting together later on, but I still have hope that Hannah B and her dance partner, Alan, will be dating.
I love this.
I think they're so
Anna,
cute. I just think they're the cutest.
You just made me think something.
Talk to us.
You know that Hannah Ann probably thought, oh, if I leave now, because like I'm a sloppy second, I'll be the Bachelorette.
For sure.
Look, that didn't happen because nobody connected to her. But had she done that and we did feel her, then she would have been a shoo-in.
Yeah. She's also isn't she 23?
Yes.
Yeah, she's very young.
You can't do that. But Hannah Brown brought hope to all the young ones.
But it's true because with every season, they usually pick a girl, the next Bachelorette, from that season.
Yeah.
Right? So this Claire thing was a...
It
last
was the
minute,
art.
Well, it shows what a dud this whole season was.
Yes.
The personality.
It was because nobody liked any of the girls. Everyone was literally complaining because they are all just girls. They're so young,
but
and then they chose
that,
an actual adult.
He was distracted by Hannah B, and then he was distracted by Champagne Gate, and then Alea, the whole Alea thing. So like
he was set up to fail.
But we didn't. But we didn't get. But he allowed it, and we didn't get to know people. So like maybe if we'd gotten to know Natasha more, or if we'd gotten to know
because
he
canceled
Alexa.
Every day.
Yes. Like, I feel like it was a bad group of girls. I don't think anyone was really suited for him. I think they were casting for good TV and not for him to find love. But he made terrible decisions along the way and just exacerbated the situation, like the whole thing.
Anna, what do you think is going to happen?
going to happen? Anna Hosnier.
Oh, man. Okay. I think I've thought about this a lot. I think Madison leaves, and that's when he comes, and he's like, I just found out this news. And then I think he breaks up with Hannah Ann and goes, I think I need to, like, that moment where he's like brunette head being like, I'm sorry. Yes. I think he goes after
Madison,
and she's like, I don't know. And then we get the bring her home to us. Yeah. Or no, maybe that happens before.
Do you think she has to go deal with her young, weird dad?
Yes.
With the haircut.
That, that thing where he's like behind a screen door and we see a head, that was Madison's head for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hair was too flat and
but
too
it could
straight.
Be like, I'm so sorry I fucked everyone after you.
That's
told
what
me.
I think. Yeah. I think that was Madison's head.
Oh, okay. That's the kind of sorry.
Yeah. That's the
sorry. What I was thinking. Maybe, yeah.
Okay. He goes to try and win Madison back in the
I know
the
Madison
needs
a little bit of a flat iron up top or a little yes. oil, just a little anti-frizz. Yeah,
Just a little hot tool. She's super pretty. It's a little makeover.
So just
pretty.
A little. Okay, here we go. Will you guys help us pick the tweet of the week?
Okay.
Okay,
so if you guys want to participate, you can just, you at me or at Anna Ardemarine, A-R-D-E-N-M-Y-R-I-N. Doesn't look like how it's spelled. Anna Hosnier, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H. And then you do hashtag W-Y-A-T-R if you want to be part of it. Here we go. There were so many good ones. It was hard to narrow it down. I narrowed it down to 6. We will then narrow it down to 2.
Ooh,
and we will pick the winner.
Okay.
Kelsey at O Whale Kelsey. Peter sending Victoria F. home. The saying, I hate to see you go, but love to watch you leave, was intended for moments like this. Like, you suck, but that ass, though.
You have to say, like, dad ass, though.
Dad ass, though. Seth Vatt at Basebone 1. How many Crest 3D white strips does it take Chris Harrison to disinfect that jacuzzi? Did you see that ad?
Of course.
Oh my God.
How could you not?
Oh, Lord.
Lauren at _purple_haze. If I will only watch Bachelor, listen to your heart if the couples have to write a dog food jingle.
That's good.
That is kind of good. I like a jingles one, yeah.
Jingle. Okay.
Because you guys remember Jed's dog food jingle?
Oh, my God.
Yes, of course.
This is Jim Scott at Jim Bobsima. The women came on Women Tell All for a shot to be Bachelorette, and instead all they got was coronavirus at LAX.
Too soon.
Too soon. Another Jim Scott. After Victoria F is cut, Peter, come find me once you marry one of these girls.
Oh my God, that might be my favorite.
That's definitely top 2.
Lacey Joe G at Lacey _Joe. Did some PA re-slash Peter's head while he was sleeping?
Right. I think he got maybe some sun or something.
Okay.
So he got like a staph infection.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the final one. Sarah Elizabeth at Mama Bird Sarah. Victoria F's hands are so orange from applying self-tanner, it looks like she just gave Trump a hand job.
All right, okay. So I have my top 3.
Okay, what are your top? Okay, I'm going to say
definitely
a hand job, and then what you guys get to pick the second one. Come find me when you marry one of these.
Yeah, I literally like that.
I like that one. And
I like the dog food one.
Okay.
And I like the Crest strip ones.
You like, Crest strip was good too.
Yeah.
All right, so dog food, Crest strip, or come find me for the second one?
Maybe come find me.
I could say dog food.
Your dog food?
I said come find me, so I'm
going to
pick
that. All right, okay. All right,
that's the second
all right,
one.
Final two. Jim Scott at Jim Bob Zama. After Victoria F is cut, Peter, come find me once you marry one of these girls. Or Sarah Elizabeth, Mama Bird Sarah, Victoria F's hands are so orange from applying self-tanner, it looks like she just gave Trump a hand job.
I think probably that one.
I mean, that's good,
I do like that.
I'm going to say
I don't like
job.
The visual, but I
gotta
love
give the hand job, Anna. Come find me.
Hand job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's unanimous, Sarah Elizabeth. You won. Okay. Now, all right. We have our reviews. Oh, my word. You guys, are you not the best podcast listeners out there? Truly, we have the best fans of all of the podcasts in the podcast universe. We really appreciate when you like us on Facebook. It actually really makes a difference and helps us when you like us on iTunes, on Apple, and if you even leave a review, all the better. We got so many fun reviews. I just can't even. Let's see, these just came in today. Finally, I'm a cool kid. 5 stars, Maggie Lieb. I started listening after I heard you on Ben and Ashley I's podcast. Well, I'm glad you I'm sure you had enjoyed today hearing Ashley I here. It felt like royalty was coming to my garage. I listen to them first to get my bachelor education, and I sit in the front row and take my notes like a good girl. Then I listen to you, and I feel like I'm finally getting to hang with the cool kids in the back of the bus. Thank you for all the laughs and saying what literally all of us are thinking. I'm subscribed and making this one of my priority podcasts. Megan, that is so sweet. This is the first time I've been the cool kid in the back of the bus, and I think I like it. It feels right. Anna, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, you got to go get your facts and then come here and have fun.
It's a great 1-2 yeah. punch. Exactly. They're the Harvard. We are the not even community college. We're the junior high.
Yes. Exactly.
let's see. We have 5 stars. Newbie Gets Their Fix by Marina Max. My girlfriend recently introduced me to the Bachelor franchise, and now I'm hooked. I love that this podcast has a lot of background knowledge of past seasons and gives insight into the production side of the show. Now I'm the one obsessing and reporting back to my girlfriend about all the funny and interesting things Arden and others have to say about the current season. Max. Max, thank you so much. Welcome to the madness. We're so glad that you and your girlfriend enjoy the, I don't know if your girlfriend listens to the podcast, but I'm glad that she introduced you to the franchise, and I could not be more delighted that you're here with us. Okay, let's see. I will do, oh, here's a good one. 5 stars, adorably hilarious by Carla Rotto. Okay, this is amazing. I seriously have started talking just like Arden because I have listened to this podcast so much. I've accidentally called things a finasco and even used the words boner and horny in the first week of my new job. I wish I had a video of what context that was in. That is incredible. Despite the side effects, it's the first Bachelor recap I choose every week, and I listen to about 4 other podcasts related to The Bachelor religiously. Thanks for the amusement. Yes! 5 stars, AC/DC Thunderstruck. Oh, this was from when Brendan and Jerry did the Thunder, which was, and if you want to, Jerry just did Brendan's podcast last week, the Brando cast. If you want to hear Jerry Traynor on that, the episode just went up. I don't watch The Bachelor. This is incredible, but saw Arden on Watch What Happens Live, and she was fun, witty, and knowledgeable about all things Bravo, so I thought I would give her pod a listen. When her 2 guests started singing AC/DC's Thunderstruck, I knew I had found my people. It is more enjoyable to listen to Arden and friends than it actually is to watch The Bachelor. Thank you, Little Miss Little Compton. Oh my goodness. Rebecca, that is a terrific review. Welcome to the madness. And you know what? You don't need to watch the show. You just come along for the ride with us. So we're glad that you're here. Okay. You can also email us, as I mentioned. Email in your screen grabs of your Little Miss Little Compton receipts next week at the finale. So it'll be at our final episode because we're going to do 2 episodes next week because it's a 2-day finale. But on the final episode, we're going to be pulling 5 more names. I'm going to be sending 5 more shirts out. And then as we get going later in the season, when we hit the 500 mark, I have an incredible thing that I'm making. And then at the very end of all of this, we're going to pick 2 people from all of the book orders to have lunch either in person or via Skype with Anna and I. Depending if we're all locked in our houses because of the coronavirus, we can put on Skype, FaceTime, and just enjoy a nice, safe meal cyber-wise, or maybe things will be fine and we can go to a diner and rip apart a breakfast burrito. Okay, here we go. rosepodcast@gmail.com. This is from Debbie Entine. I'm a new listener as I just recently started listening to podcasts. Yes, I'm a boomer. Oh my God, this is great. I've seen almost every season of the Bachelor franchise, the US ones. I'm thoroughly enjoying your recaps. I only have a couple of friends who watch these shows, and I keep asking myself why I watch this crap, but I can't help myself. I didn't tell my friends, but I did go online to apply to the senior show they spoke about. I won't be 65 until December, but why not? Hopefully nobody will have a heart attack or break a hip in filming if they actually do get that far. Arden, I don't care what that person wrote, but I love your voice. Yay, thanks, Debbie. Of course, I'm a petite person like you, so my voice probably sounds very similar. I can't wait to hear your final Rose podcast. Thanks for brightening up my week. Also, Crab Rangoon is really popular in the Midwest, but I think it originated at the old Trader Vic's restaurant years ago. My mom used to bring me to those in New York City. Debbie Cohen, Debbie, are you not the sweetest person? I loved this email. I love that you're here with us. And I am rooting for you to get picked. If there's anything we can do to help you to get picked on the senior edition, I want you to fall in love. I want you to have your love journey. I want you to have adventures and a great time. This is great news. As you guys know, or may not know, you might be new here, but I have a book coming out. I wrote a memoir called Little Miss Little Compton that is available for pre-order wherever you get books. I don't care where you get it. But if you do buy a copy of it, if you send in a screen grab of the receipt to rosepodcast@gmail.com, we are going to be giving away t-shirts. I'm going to make some custom presents. You can have lunch with Anna and I. All sorts of fun things are coming up. My dream is to get on the New York Times bestseller list. Allegedly, you have to sell 8,000 copies. We've sold 111 on the podcast so far, so we're getting there. We're getting there. And if we make it on the New York Times bestseller list, I have to convince my brother, but I would like to do a free show in my mom's yard in Little Compton, Rhode Island. Although if we can't do it there, we'll figure out a place to do it. So we'll do one somewhere, preferably in my mom's yard. It is a book about growing up in a small town called Little Compton, Rhode Island, that has no stoplights, a general store. Rumor has it, once upon a time, we had an illiterate chief of police, and we had a crow that was the town felon. Poe the Crow stole all the mail and was put under house arrest because it's a federal crime to steal mail. It's also about my family, my parents, Janet and Willie Marine, the original gangsters. They were co-workers in New York City. They, one New Year's Eve, got engaged on a dare. They were not dating. 6 weeks later, they had a proper wedding, and they moved from Manhattan to a town of 3,000 people to raise my brother and I. So that's where it all starts. And then it was how I got from that town to a sitcom by 22, which is truly a miracle. So if you guys are interested, Little Miss Little Compton, screen grab your receipts. Appreciate it. For those of you guys on Patreon, we know there was a little glitch with the Bachelor archives and that you were having a hard time watching the Australia episodes. There is now a link on our Patreon page that you can click because the season finale goes up this week. We're putting out the finale episode. Will Matt find love? Is he going to pick sexy, sexy Abby, or is he going to find love with a fellow scientist? We don't know. We're not revealing. But we want you to be able to watch along. So there is a link that sends you somewhere. It is not our, we are not sharing info. It is not our website, but there is a link that will show you how to get there. And then we have decided we are going to do next. We're going to do Love is Blind from Netflix. And then I have to say, after watching that little insane preview, we are going to do Listen to Your Heart. And then coming up, I don't want people to be upset who voted for the Australia. We've got all fall, so we can do Bachelorette Australia after that. But I feel like we've got to, it's only I think it's a 6-episode thing. It's like 4 or 6 episodes, Listen to Your Heart. So it's just, it'll just be a little detour, and then we'll get back to the Australia franchise. Okay. And then, wow, okay, what a podcast. I can't wait to start our Neil Lane podcast with Neil Lane.
I love it. This is the new reality show by Batch Nation.
Oh, my God, this is so fun. When we're all online, the beauty of this is nobody else uses this equipment. We're clean and safe here when the shit hits the fan. Lance, what do you have to promote? Where can people find you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can find me at Lance Bass on any social media.
Love it.
I have my own podcast, The Daily Popcast, which you got to come back on.
I would love to. It's so fun.
So much fun.
Anytime.
It's
available.
A daily one. Oh, and coming up, and Ashley, you might have
the movie?
No. You're going to like this.
So No Strings Attached are one of our albums. It's turning 20 years old, March 21st.
Holy cow. That's
will you
crazy.
Be the first on March 21st?
Wait for this. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, leading up to that Saturday, I'm getting each NSYNC member sitting down with me one-on-one to discuss
all of them.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's going to be fun.
That's so exciting.
Because I've had a talk show for 8 years now, and I've never interviewed Justin.
Oh my God,
this is
the
only one I haven't interviewed.
I love this. Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
And then I have Virgin Fest coming out June 6th and 7th. So if you're in LA, come to the Bank of California Stadium for the new Richard Branson's Virgin Fest. It's going to be fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Michael, what do you have going
on? 20 years.
20 years.
That's crazy. I remember the day so vividly. I went to Sam Goody. I had it on reserve.
Oh, I remember.
I mean, I just remember sitting at my sixth grade desk just listening over and over.
Yes.
Oh, I was at Tower Records in Times Square.
Oh, my
signing
God.
About 5,000 autographs.
Wow.
So I'll remember that day. Yeah.
Michael, do you remember that day?
Yeah, I was in. I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah, I know. But like,
no,
yeah,
I do.
Did you ever know that like that day that that album dropped that you'd be marrying one of those guys?
Did you?
Yeah,
know?
For sure.
Did you hear it? And they were like, "I'm
did
coming
you ever
for
know
you."
That?
Yeah. 12-year-old me was like, "Tote's gonna marry one of them."
I'm coming for you. I'm coming.
Tote's
for
Tote's marrying Lance.
This is amazing. It was destiny. Where can people find you? Do you have artwork for sale?
Yeah,
painter.
I do. I mean, just follow me on Instagram, Michael Turchin Art.
Great.
Yeah.
Ashley, I listen to her podcast.
Yeah, listen to my podcast. It's called The Almost Famous Podcast with Ben Higgins. And we talk about Bachelor every single week. You can get it on Monday nights after the episode. And then if you guys want to talk more like millennial girl chat, I have another podcast called I Don't Get It.
That's so fun. My book, Little Miss Little Compton, is available for pre-order. There's a fun foreword by our girl Debbie Ryan.
Ooh, we love Debbie.
Chelsea Handler. Give me some fun quotes. Amy Schumer. Come on, guys. Come on. So
you run with some great ladies.
I have some pretty good girl squad. So feel Molly Shannon gave it me. I love
ultimate.
She's hard for me to hang with because I stan like her. Yeah, I like super fan stalker fan her. I like Notebook like fucking love. I
we
can't.
We went karaokeing with her one night and I was the whole time like, oh my God,
it's superstar, superstar. Yeah. So that's available for pre-order anywhere you buy books. And Insatiable Season 2 is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Lance and I will just be doing stretches and waiting to do amazing
race. We're just
going to
keep limber. Just, you know, we're ready to go in, coach, at any time.
Yeah. Truly was so disappointed, but I agree with you. It's going to be bigger than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't wait to
do it. If it's going for a year, people are going to be really like, I miss it so much.
I want you to know that I have been running. I'm not that fast, but I'm strong.
Okay, well, that works. That works. Hey. I just started rowing.
Great.
So I'll have good back strength.
I've got great. I'm very strong legs. I have very strong legs. So between us, we're one super person.
We are.
All right. Will you please come and join us again during Claire's season?
Oh heck yeah.
And we might need to do another live draft pick, I feel
sure.
That's like for sure. Has to. Yeah. And I'm going to do much better than this.
Well, because there's also going to be some maybe silver foxes in the crowd.
I mean, there needs to be people in their 40s. Like,
yeah. Yes.
They can't be casting 21-year-old guys for her. Or will they?
Or will they? All right, you guys. My name is Arta Marie, and I'll talk. There's going to be two episodes next week because it's a double week, and that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
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 Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this role? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.